We need to prepare.
啊，今天早上我讲的就是注重，我们要更加的郑重来预备我们自己迎接主的再来。
So let's be upstanding to read.Then honor the word of God.
啊，让我们大家站起来，带着尊敬的心来读神的话。我们请灵媒姐妹为我们来读，啊，带着我们读。
It's not on.
彼得后书三章十一节，
我们一起跟着灵媒姐妹读。
好，我们一起同心。这一切既然都如此消化。你们为人应当怎样圣洁，怎样敬虔，
切切仰望神的日子来到，
在那日天被就消化了，有形质的都要被烈火融化。但我们照他应许，盼望新天新地，有义居在其中。亲爱的弟兄们，你们既盼望这些事，就当殷勤，使自己没有玷污，无可指摘，安然见主，并且要以我主长久忍耐为得救的因由，就如我们所亲爱的兄弟保罗，照着所赐给他的智慧写的信给你们，他一切的信上也都是这事，信中有
些难明白的，那无学问不坚固的人强解，如强解别的经书一样，
就自取沉沦。亲爱的弟兄啊，你们既然预先知道这事，就当防备，恐怕被恶人的错谬诱惑，就从自己坚固的地步上堕
落下。
你们却要在我们主救主耶稣基督的恩典和知识上有长进，愿荣耀归于他，从今直到永远。
Amen. Let's pray.
我们一起祷告。
Father, we thank you that it is only your power of your word can comfort us.
天父，我们就知道唯有你的话语带着能力，并且能够安慰我们的心。
And we know your precious promises will be fulfilled, can be fulfilled.
我们也知道你给我们宝贝的应许是可以成就的，也必定成就。
So help us this morning through your word.
主啊，求你今天早上借着你的话语来帮助我们。
Through your apostle Peter, how can we prepare for your second coming?
就是借着使徒彼得帮助我们怎样预备我们自己迎接你的再来。
In Jesus' name.
奉主耶稣的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen. 请坐。
Well, when you are in school, you study a subject called history.
当你们在学校，你们会读到一个科目，就是历史。
Have you heard of this word, history?
你们有听到什么是历史吗？
为什么？有没有？ And the Lord just said, I said that he spoke to me, he says, why there is world history?
我坐在那边的时候，忽然有一个声音告问我，为什么世界上却有世界的历史呢？
If you live up to my age now,
假如你们能够活到我现在的年
龄， you could have encountered the modern history.
你就能够知道所谓的现实的历史。
I remember the Vietnamese War was ended when I was in Malaysia.
我记得当越南的战争结束的时候，我那个时候在马来西亚。
I remember Malaysia got her independence in 1957. It's a history.
在1957年的时候，马来西亚就争取了独立，这就是一个历史上记载的事。
It is important our sister's testimony is a history that day she was baptized.
我们的姐妹刚才做见证，当他受洗的时候，那一天也成为了一个历史的一件事件。
As long as we are in the world, we are encountered, encumbered, and soaked with history.
在只要我们在这个世上活着，我们每天都在经历，也融化在历史的当
中。Well, we have read through verse 11 to 18.
刚才我们所读的11节到18节。
And Pastor Carl said last week.
高牧师上个星期曾经说过。
The patience of the Lord is for the age of salvation.
啊，我们的神。他的忍耐乃是要我们得到他的救恩。
If you don't believe in the second coming of Christ and you're sitting there, you better start say, praise the Lord.
所以当你还没有相信主，当你听到主耶稣
Why?
快要再来，他还没有来，叫我们忍耐，能够来接受救恩，那你就要说感谢赞美主，我还有机会。
The Holy Spirit said one thing.
圣灵也说
The only history in the world that has never ended is the age of salvation.
在世界上唯有一个真理就是历史还没有结束的这一件事就是这个救恩。
We better say, praise the Lord.
我们要说我们感谢主。
I am so grateful for you.
我就会为你们来感恩。
You wait until now. Today I can stand here and testify my baptism testimony.
你能够等到今天的时候，你来为着你得救受洗来做见证而感恩。
That's the best gift when you can testify for the glory of God and your history starts to begin.
当你能够站在这里为着你所得的救恩来做见证，这就是你成为历史中的一件事的开始。
The coming again of Jesus Christ,
主耶稣基督的再来
literally fascinated believer and pre-believer,
是在吸引了很多的信主的基督徒和还没有信主的人。
This is not what Peter said.
在这里，这并不是
We should not be fascinated by the message of his coming.
主耶稣再临的信息并不是只有给我们有一个吸引的心。
Peter is saying, Hello, church.
彼得乃是说教会弟兄姐妹嘛。
Are you prepared?
你是不是已经预备好了呢?
We all must prepare for the second coming of Jesus Christ.
我们必须要准备好来迎接主耶稣的再临。
I did say the word in English, must prepare.
在英文里，我刚才有说一定要准备。
Don't listen to this passage and it's very fascinated.
你不要读了这一段的经文的时候，你会觉得有一点好奇或者是奇怪。
Doesn't matter how old.How young or middle age you are.
不管你的年龄多年轻，是中年还是老
年。Be prepared.
你必须要预备好你的心。
And I remember in 1942.
我记得在1942年。
There was a general called Douglas MacArthur, who was army general, helping Philippines to fight against the Japanese.
有一个军长呢，在那一个年代的时候，他就带领了菲律宾的军队来攻打日本人。
Unfortunately,
很不幸的
，MacArthur was forced to leave Philippines.
那 MacArthur 军长呢，却被逼要离开菲律宾。
But the Filipino were very enlightened to have him as the army general.
但是菲律宾人很欢迎这一个部长，军部长。
But He has to return to his country.
但是他要回到他的国家去。
And he announced to the Filipino.
他就对菲律宾人说
I will return.
我一定要回来。
At that moment, not 100% Filipino trusted the word I will return.
那个时候有没有全部的菲律宾人会相信说他一定要可以回来。
Praise God.
感谢赞美
主。In autumn 1944,
在两年以后的秋天
，He did return to Philippines.
这个军长他就回到了菲律宾。
But this time he returned with more power.
但是这一次他回来，他是带了更大的军事能力
来。And defeated the Japanese army who overruled Philippines.
所以他就得胜了那个时候在统治日本的菲律宾他就得胜了日本人那时候在攻击菲律宾。
A man on earth called MacArthur, he honored his word, I will return.
这一个军长 MacArthur, 他就是照做他所应许的我必定回来。
Today,
今天
Jesus has gone to heaven 2,000 years already.
主耶稣已经回到天堂有超过
两千年了。When I was a young boy Christian,
当我在小的时候是基督徒的时
候 Mom said, Don't be a naughty boy, Jesus will return.
妈妈一直在提醒了你不要做不乖的孩子啊孩子耶稣快要再来了。
But I never doubted, I just listened, oh, Jesus returned, okay.
我没有怀疑我只是听哦主耶稣要来好啊。
But this person, Jesus, came.
但是主耶稣他曾经来到世上。
He came not like MacArthur, Captain MacArthur.
他不像是一个军长来到世上。
He came as a different personality.
他来呢是带着不同的身份。为什么呢?
He was God in flesh.
他就是道成肉身。
He came to this world to live first a perfect life.
他来到世上他是过着一个很完全的生活。
Then he was nailed on the cross, I call it a perfect death.
他后来就被钉死在十字架上我称作这个是完全的死亡。
Then he rose again.
为什么呢? 后来呢?
So that we sinful person can become a perfect person.
后来呢他从死里复活使我们这些犯罪的人因为接受他我们就成为了一个完全的人。
And in the finality of our life on earth, we will receive eternal perfect life.
使我们能够在地上能够因着主耶稣的生命我们能够过着一个完全的生命。
I want you to remember what Jesus said before he returned to his Father in heaven.
所以我们要你们来记得当主耶稣要离开世上回到天父那里去的时候
While he was on earth,
他说了一句话。
While he was living on earth,
当他仍旧活在地面的时候
he said in the book of John,
他在约翰的福音里面
说 I will come again.
他说我必再来。
At that time,
在那个时候
of history, the people who lived that time, some doubted what he said.
那个时候活着的人他们就开始怀疑主耶稣所说的这一句话。
But today,
但是今天
there are still people doubting of his second coming.
还有很多人怀疑主耶稣会再来。
Maybe those of you who are now listening under my voice.
在当中在听的弟兄姐妹们。
I do not believe that he is coming again.
或许你们会说我不会相信他会再来。
So if you do not believe, this message is for you.This morning.
假如你不相信呢今天要讲的信息是为你预备的。
So Peter is confronting the doubting audience.
这彼得呢他就是面对一般怀疑他再临的人。
He presented to them the genuine hope of his coming again.
他向他们来表达这个真实的盼望主耶稣必再来。
So I ask you two questions this morning.
所以今天早上我想问你们两个问题。
Will Jesus come again?
主耶稣会再来吗?
Second question.
第二个问题。
Am I ready for that second coming?
我是不是已经预备好迎接他的再来呢?
So we need to unlearn what the mockers said in verse 1 to 10.
所以上个星期我们读的第一章到第十节，第一
节到第十
节
，The mocker are willingly ignore what has been said. Willingly ignore.
那一段的圣经里面就讲到， 有许多七孝主再来的人，他们愿意不顺服。
Are you willingly to believe? Yes, he is coming.
你们是不是很愿意的相信说是的，他必再来。
Are you all willingly ignore? Oh, what Peter preached is all garbage.
或许你故意来忽略这一个信息，说彼得所讲的不是真实的。
Last week, Pastor Carl read verse 5.
上个星期啊，高牧师有
读到第五节，
这些讥笑的人说
，The world is not created by God.
他们说这个世界并不是神所创立的。
I am now living in this world is self-sufficient. I am contented.
因为我住在这个世界，我要什么我就有什么，我已经满足了。
They thought the world is operated by the law of nature.
他们以为说这个世界是因着这个自然力而继续下去的。
Being a science teacher, I give you one example.
哎，我是一个科学的老师，我给你一个比喻。
Everybody know the law of gravity.
对，每一个人都知道这个地心吸力的定理。
They thought that law of gravity is a natural phenomenon.
很多人都想说这个地心吸力的定理呢，就是自然力的其中的一个。
You know why? You know what's the problem?
为什么这里看到有问题？
You and I only experience the effect of law of gravity, but we don't know how the law of gravity was created.
因为你和我只是在经历到这个地心吸引力的结果，但是你们不知道这个地心吸力是怎样创造出来的。
But one thing I know,
但是有一件事我知道的。
The world is created by his words. She speak, there is in existence.
这个全世界就是因着神所讲的话就成立。
The Bible says in Genesis,He spoke, things come into being.
创世纪里面说，他只讲了一句话，事情这个宇宙就存在。
He says,
所以我相信。
I created this universe, there I shall put the law of gravity.
神大概是这样子说，我创造了这个世界，我同时也创造了这个地心的吸引力。
So the Marcus is thinking, oh, this is a sufficient world of plenty.I have enough. I just work hard, work hard. I got all the money I have.
但是世界的人就是这样子想说，只要我勤劳，我赚钱，我有钱，我就够了。
So, the second thing, the mockers willingly pick to ignore and reject the fact of the days of Noah's flood.
哎，这个还有这些讥笑的人呢，他们故意来讲起这一个方舟的事。
They don't even believe, but I believe.
他们不相信这个挪亚方舟的事。
Noah history has come and gone.
这个挪亚方舟的事情洪水来临，这件事情已经来到。
It's to pre-warn us.
也成为了历史上的一个事件。
Be very careful of what you are doing while you are on earth.
所以呢，我们要非常的小心，我们在世上活着，我们所做的是什么。
And the third thing, the mockers are rejecting.
第三点呢，这些讥笑主再来的人。
What are you waiting for? New heaven and new earth. What garbage?
他们就是拒绝圣经里面所说的。他们认为新天新地要来到，不是一件事。
Peter says, "This world shall be melted."
这个彼得他说，这个全世界都会融化了。
Do you believe that?
你相信吗？
I'm a scientist, I believe.
我研究科学，我相信。
How do people make a bomb? Bomb. You know what's a bomb? Like Paris.
继续下去。
You need only two things to make a bomb.
人为什么会做出一粒的炸弹来呢？他们只需要两个东西。
一 Oxygen.
一种就是他们就是利用氧气。
Hydrogen.
他们就是用了 二氧化碳。
And when these two H2O mix in the right proportion, bang, there's an explosion. I did this in my lab and I know.
所以呢，将这两个合在一起的时候，就有炸弹产生。
God in the creation.
我们的神在创造世界的时候，
He has already put these gases for us.
他已经制造了这一些的气要给我们。
And one day, oh, you are my beloved bread of life church people.
啊，有一天他说我亲爱I shall be coming. 的弟兄姐妹们啊，有一天我必定再来。
When I come, you are alive. You shall be raptured.
啊，当我来的时候，你们人就活在。
Before I melt the world.
那个时候呢，你必定被提。当这个世界还没有融化之前，
He will cause a hydrogen and oxygen explosion.
他就会给这一个气体呢，能够成为有一个爆炸性的气体。
It's all melted. Atomic bomb is made like that.
所以原子炸弹也是根据这个原理来做。
So how can you say I willingly ignore the second coming of Christ?
那我们怎么有理由来说我故意来忽略到主耶稣再临的这一件事？
Peter said, today the heaven and earth are kept for you and I to live, to preach the word, to glorify God in our life.
今天在彼得的圣经里面说，神保留我们的生命，就是要我们来向人来传福音。
It's not to preserve you to go on sinning.
不是要保留我们在地上继续不断的去犯罪。
So Peter is saying, since everything will be destroyed,
在彼得说，所有一切的事情都被毁坏。
Now you and I are living being now. What are we going to do?
现在你我在活在这个世界，那我们要做什么呢？
He says you need to live a godly and a holy life.
在圣经里面说，我们需要过着敬虔圣洁的生活。
Holy means a behavior which is sanctified and set apart for God's glory.
所以我们有了圣洁的生活，乃是因为我们已经被分别出来，我们被洁净了，我们活着就是要来荣耀主的名。
Godliness means to be Christ-likeness and to be in reverence for God.
敬虔的生活呢，就是我们的生命要像基督一样，我们活着乃是要使给神得到荣耀。
We are so conscious of His presence that when we walk on earth, we know that He is walking with us side by side.
所以我们活着的每一分钟，我们都有知觉知道神与我们同在。所以呢，在我们走的每一个分钟里面，我们都要活出像基督的生命来。
So Peter said, "Live a holy life."
所以圣经彼得说，我们要过着圣洁的生活。
Can you imagine?
你能够想到吗？
And the bread of life church here and in Ententa. Everyone walk in pure holiness.
我们在这里的灵粮堂还有恩典灵粮堂，每一个人都活在圣洁的当中。
And then you say to Pastor, I got my father not a believer.
你对牧师说，我的爸爸还没有接受主。
My question is, are you living a holy life?
我要先问你，你是不是过着一个圣洁的生活呢？
Are you living a blameless life?
你是不是过着一个无可指责的生活呢？
Are you living a godly life?
还是你是过着一个敬虔的生活？这就是彼得所说的。
These three elements of holy living.
我们过着圣洁的生活必须包括这三点。
I tell you one good news.
我告诉你一个好消息。
You don't have to preach so hard like me.
你不必好像我一直在这样子来传。
People look at you.
人只要看到你就。
They will see five things.
他们会看到五样
事情。Number one.
第一。
Hey. So and so brother and so and so sister.
等下看到你就问你弟兄啊。
You seem to have strength to conquer trials.And temptation in life.
我看到你，你好像有那种的力量，你能够克服人生所有的苦难和患难。
The first thing he will see.
他们会第一眼看见这一件事。第二件呢？第二件呢
？Hey, I look at you. You are full of hope.
我看到你好像你蛮有盼望。
You're so confident about your future.
你对将来你确实知道什么。
You so believe about eternity.
啊，你这样完全相信我们会得到永生。
You see the second thing in your life.
他在你的生命中看见了第二件事。
The third thing he sees.
第三件事他要看到的。
Why you live with so confident in life?
为什么你没有惧怕？都是有自信的心。
As though you can live forever and ever.
好像你们能够永永远远的活下去。到底你里面发生了什么事呢？
The fourth thing is in you can see in you.
人家会看到你生命里面的。
Hey, I see that you are a person of conviction.
啊，我看到了你这个人呢，是蛮有领受到神的感动的人。
I see that you are a person of purpose in the Lord.
啊，我看到你在主里面，你活着都是有目的的。
I see that you
有目的地的。
You see your life is significant.
我看到你过的生命是蛮有意义的。
The world asks, "What is life for?"
啊，世界的人会问我们活着到底是为什么呢
？And problem comes, "Why am I born into this world? Why am I born into this world?"
我们现在活在这个世上是为了什么呢
？Why am I born in this poor family?
为什么我出生在这个贫穷的家庭
？Why not am I born in that rich billionaire family?
为什么我没有出生在那个百万富翁的家庭里呢
？And the fifth thing they see.
第五件事人会看到的。
How come you be a person of so much love?
为什么你的生命中带了许多的爱
？So much joy.
有这样多的喜乐
so much peace in the Lord.
你在主里面有这么多的平安
So these five things is because your unbeliever relatives, friends, uncle and auntie, they see this your Christ-likeness and holy and godly life.
所以呢，你的家属的人，他看到你生命中有这五件的事，就是代表你有了敬虔和圣洁的生命。
Can you tell me why you got all these five things?
Yeah, 他们会问你为什么你的生命中带了这五件事呢?
And I heard a mother who came here.
我有
The son got married.
我有听到
And as a change,
他看到他的孩子已经结婚了。
You know what they say? 好感动啊！
啊，他们就
弟兄姐妹有这么多的爱。
看到他们的孩子结婚的时候，他看到了我的孩子在弟兄姐妹的当中领受了这么多的爱
Because we are Christ-like.
因为我们是好像基督一样
Your parents in China will see What a changed character you are
你们的
After coming to Australia And more so after coming to the church
你们在中国的父母亲看到你们的时候知道你们到了澳洲又进入了教会他们看到你生命有极大的改变
So we now have to look for speedy coming
所以现在我们要预备盼望主的快来
Through your five things they see in you
就是借着你生命中所表达出这five件事他们要相信了
You have to preach
你不必怎样去传
You just lead a godly life.
你只要过着敬虔的生活
Look for new heaven and new earth, number three.
圣经里面第三件事说我们要盼望新天新地
Why?
为什么呢
So that the new world will be perfect.
这个新天新地是完全的
There's nothing but righteousness in the world. When a new earth comes.
新天新地里面不像世界里面存了公义。
Where there will be no more sin and evil.
在那个地方绝对没有罪恶。
Now we are not living in a perfect world, mind you.
现在我们不是住在一个很完全的世界里面。
Why?
为什么呢?
Have you ever thought of that?
你们有想到吗?
God planted two trees in the Garden of Eden.
神在伊甸园有了两种的树。
One is a tree of life.
一个就是生命树。
The other one is a tree of knowledge of good and evil.
另外一种树就是叫做分别善 和恶的果树。
People ask me, they are very, try to argue.
有些人想要做辩论。
Why you God put a tree of knowledge of good and evil in the Garden of Eden? If not, today I have good life.
Yeah, 有的人就问，为什么你们的神种了这一个分别善恶树的果子？假如没有呢，我今天会过得很好。
What did God say to Adam and Eve?
神对亚当夏娃说了什
么？ All trees you can eat.
园中所有的果子你都可以吃。
Only one you don't eat.
唯有一株树的果子你不可以吃。
Once you eat,
你一吃了这个分别善恶的果子，
you have the knowledge of good and evil.
你就有了善和恶的知识。
Now, my question is,
我的问题是,
why did God give Adam and Eve the choice?
为什么亚当, 什么神要给亚当和夏娃有选择呢?
Have you thought of that?
你们有这样子想过吗?
Hey God, you know everything. Don't put that tree there. 对不对, 我不要受苦的怎么样? 又病重的怎么样? 啊, 又这个又那个? No, God deliberately gave you and I a choice.
对，神故意要给我们有一个选择。
Why?
为什么呢？
My answer is, true love always requires a choice.
真实的爱必定要先有选择才能够得到。
What did I say yesterday? I'm married for 45 years. In 2 months time, I'm married for 46 years.
我们已经结婚45年了，很快要进入40年了。
True love, what I learned is, came forth with the right choice.
真实的爱是因为你有正式的
选择得到。If you truly love God, Adam,
假如亚当他真实的爱神呢？
Don't even look at this tree of knowledge of good and evil.
他就会说，我甚至不要看这一株分别善恶的树。
I only eat the fruit of the tree that you say can eat.
我单单要吃你说可以吃的这个生命树的果子。
Even in marriage,
就是在婚姻里面。
Everybody wants true love in marriage. Am I right?
每一个人都要在婚姻中得到真爱，大家同意吗？
But the first choice is, do you love God before you marry?
你还没有结婚之前，第一个选择就是你要选择爱神吗？
So the choice would have been to command something that was not allowed or you don't like.
你的选择是不是不可以做那件事，或者是你不喜欢的那一件事？
I always reckon God never make mistakes.
我一直相信神从来没有犯错的。
No matter how logical question you confront me,
不管你用什么的问题、什么的逻辑来对我说。
My God, from the beginning, in the beginning, in Genesis chapter 1, in the beginning, until the last revelation.
我的神从创造世界起初一直到圣经的最后一节。
He still talk about the tree of life.
他一直在讲到生命树。
He's not wrong.
神没有错的。
The problem is we think that we have a lot of logic.
我们的难题就是因为我们觉得我们有很多的逻辑。
As mathematician teacher also,
我也是教数学的老师。
I can say this. Hey, student,
学生啊,
you're 10. Are you listening?
你们有听吗？
All
你注意听吗？
Square has got 4 sides.
这个一个四方形一定有四边。
有 logic 吗 David?
有。这个有 logic 吗？
有了吗？有。But I can make it illogical.
但是我可以使这个变成没有逻辑的。
I say, hey, student, you're 10, listen.
你们约定了第十级的学生你们要
听。I'm trying to test whether they're attentive to what I'm saying.
我是要来试试看他们有没有注意听。
I said just now, all square got 4 sides.
我说所有的四方形就有四边。
Now I say,
现在我说
all 4 sides are square.
所有的四个边 就是啊四方形，
对不对？
对不对呢？
错，
那就错了。
Rectangle has four sides.
长方形也是有四个边。
Rhombus has four sides. Ah, very hard to hear. For her to rhombus. 对不起。Parallelogram has four sides. You understand, huh?
四方平行也是于四边。
The world logic can be trusted, sometimes cannot be trusted.
世界的逻辑有时候是不可以应用的。
I thank God.
我感谢主。
He gave us a choice.
他给我们有一个选择。
Do you want to pick a choice and say, yes, I believe you are coming?
你要选择吗？选择说是我知道他必定回来。
So, we ate, and the knowledge of evil, good and evil came in.
所以当人类吃了分别善恶树的果子以后，所有的罪恶就跟着进来。
So that is the reason why you choose the tree that you can eat, you love my commandment.
假如我们爱神的教训，我们就能够选择吃生命树。
This week I got a very strange email.
在这一个星期呢？
Last week, sorry.
在上个星期我就收到了一个邮件。
My bank is ANZ.
我参加的这个银行是 ANZ 银行。
I talk this because of the fruit of knowledge of good and evil.
我要讲这个就是关于生命树和分别善恶的果树。
My ANZ card was frauded.
有人就是假冒用了我的 ANZ 的卡。
They alerted me in the email.
所以呢这个银行呢就给我知道。
And every time I go overseas,
每一次我到外国去
I use my godly wisdom.
我就用神给我的智慧。
Do that.You all travel China, Taiwan, or whatever, Hong Kong. You go overseas, inform your bank what day you are leaving and what time you come back to Sydney.
你报告给你的银行厅，知道你是什么时候离开，什么时候回到雪梨。
And the bank discover 10 transactions.
这个银行就发现在我的账目上有十次。
All frauded in America.
都是在这个美国的地方，有人就用了我的卡片的号码，
拿了我的钱。Go and visit your local branch and talk over it.
所以你可以去找你本地的银行。
So I went.
所以我就去。
Cut the story short. All confirm is not I did it.
那十次的付款都不是我自己亲身经历的。
And total up $1,432.
加起来有1400多元。
This is my second time.
这是我第二次。这个就是邪恶。
The person who frauded in America on my visa card.
假如有用我的 visa card 来去做欺骗的事。
To him,拜拜手 is good.
那一个人呢他觉得他很棒啊。
To me,
对我呢
it is evil.
这个就是邪恶。
But we have to guard our error.
但是我们要小心不要犯错。
So brother and sister,
所以弟兄姐妹
there are many ways that we can live a godly life.
有很多的方式是属于敬虔的生
活。If your boss says to you,
假如你的老板对你说
Be punctual and there's a click in and click out clock. I don't know whether now we have this in Australia.
你们要准时上班。对，在以前呢，他们每次你要进办公室的时候，你就要有一个机器来报到。
有听过吗？
有吗？
So you once in her department in Malaysia,
有一次在我们的部门
One lady always late to work.
有一个女人她每次来上班都是迟到
And was caught by the boss and called out.
所以呢她的经理呢就叫她跟她说
And she got an evil knowledge.
但是她有那个邪恶的思想
To prevent that she has been clicked late.
因为借助那一个机器呢他把卡放进去的时候就知道他什么时候进到办公。
A handful of salt.
他就拿了一把的盐。
Don't go and do that,
请你们不要照做。
Do that. and spread and spray over the machine.
有一天他就拿了一把的盐，因为他迟到，就把那一把的盐丢进在这个机器里面。
destroyed.
所以呢，那一天早上啊，报道的人的报告全部都
没有了。That is not godly.
这个不是神的人所应该做的。
Brother and sister.
对弟兄姐妹。
To live a godly life, you need to discipline.
我们要过一个敬虔的生活，我们要先操练我们自己。
But you also at the same time guard the good and the evil.
同时呢，你也要来预防什么是善的，什么是恶的。
So believers must be diligent.
所以呢，我们做信徒的，我们必须要殷勤。
That's what Peter said.
这是使徒彼得
说的。Be so eager and earnest and zealous in preparing for him to come again.
所以为了要预备主耶稣基督的再来，我们必须要警醒，我们就是要殷勤，我们也要努力。
So when Jesus come, he found you and I having the peace of the Lord.
当主耶稣来的时候，我们就会发现我们的心里人就是平安的。
And he also found you without spot and wrinkle, blame without spot. 他也要发现，
哦，你都是无可指责的。
You are so clean and so pure.
没有玷污的，你是圣洁的。
And also he found you that you are blameless.
所以他知道你是不可指责的，样样都做得很好的。
Both in the church,
不管是在教会里面，在世界里面，在你工作的地方，你是无可指责的人。
When I was a high school teacher,
当我在中学教书的时候
，One day I said this before, I repeat, my car tire punctured.
我这个轮胎呢
，punctured, 没有缝。So I call up the road service.
所以呢，我就打电话。
Oh, wait for 2 hours.
我等了两个小时，希望那一个人来帮助我。
But thank God.
但是感谢主。
Hardly 1 hour, the road service turn up.
那一天呢，我只要等了一个小时，那一个来帮助修理车的人
来。Because my spare tire also flat, no air.
因为我还有剩的那个轮胎呢，没里面也没有空气。
Then I call up the school principal.
所以呢，我就打电话
跟校长。I shall be late.
我跟校长说，
my tire is punctured on the roadside.
因为汽车的轮胎坏了，所以呢，我会迟到。
So I let you know.
校长，我先告诉你。
Praise God. 12:30, I arrived at school.
到了12:30，我就到回到学校。
I went up, I took up the pink form.
所以呢，我到学校拿了一个粉红色的单。
And I asked for half day leave.
我就填写，请学校方准许我拿
那天早上半天
的假。那校长就很
高兴，I said, I'm now back 12:30 for my work.
我说现在我已经回来，我可以继续走过去。
Went to my staff room.
我回到我们的同事的那个
房间。And explained to my Australian colleagues.
我就跟我澳洲的同事说为什么事。
Oh, they all mock at me.
我刚告诉他们的时候，他们就气笑我。
Don't you know the regulation?
他说，
你 what regulation?
他说，你不知道这个规则吗？我就莫名其妙。
You can take maximum up to 3 days leave without a medical certificate.
当你有生病没有生病，你都能够拿到3天的医生所给你的证明书。
I'm so strong.
我说我都没有生病吗？
My tire punctured.
是汽车那个轮胎泄气了。
Then the principal get my form, he said, thank you, but your pay will be cut half day.
当我将那个半天假交给校长的时候，校长说，哦，谢谢你填的这个 form, 但是我们会扣掉你半天的薪水。我说可以。
250, now you get 125.
现在。
Okay.
你只能够拿到。
He thought I was sad. I said, okay.
Yeah, 我说都可以的。
Then my colleague said, why should you lose $125?
我的同事说，为什么这么傻，白白的失掉
125块。 I said, no, this is not right. I'm a Christian.
我说我是基督徒，我就是照做，我没有生病啊。
If I were you, I'll call out Mr. Principal. Today I have 1 day leave.
假如是我呢，
After the tire,
他说
I go home.
我就会打电话给牧师给校长说，我回家，我生病了。
So all that we do, we have to prepare for the coming of the Lord.
对，我们做的每一件事，我们都要提醒 主快要再来。
Because Peter 3:15 say,
所以在彼得在第三章十五节里面说
Read this one.
并且要以我主长久忍耐为得救的因由。
See, there is such thing as the age of salvation.
在这里我们就看到那个救恩的长久。
God is so patient through his son. He said, don't go down yet.
神他对我们都有这个忍耐的心。他吩咐他的儿子耶稣说，你还不要回来。
Peter repeat verse 9. Last week we read.
上周我们第九节里面都已经有讲了。
He want to wait the full number of people saved, then he come.
神要延迟，不这样子，这样快回来，因为他要等到得救的人数满了，他才来。
But at the same time,
但是在等候的时候当中，主耶稣说
，My coming is just like the thief in the night.
当他要来的时候。他是忽然间来，好像夜间的贼。
And I remember, man, 28 years ago,
我记得28年前 my house was burglar. 有贼进入到我们的家。
And took all my wife's jewelry.
一些的首饰，首饰都破掉。
I lost about more than $10,000.
我就损失大概有一万。
But every jewelry got no valuation certificate.
但是所有的首饰呢，都没有。都没有一个证书证明它的价值。
So the insurance company say I cannot give you 10,000 compensation.
这个保险公司说我不能够赔你一万块钱。
I can only provide you got a valuation certificate. Oh, this one is 3,000. This one 1,000. Or add up 10,000. I'll pay you back.
除非你有证实知道这一些东西的价值加起来是一万块钱，我才能够给你。
Was I prepared for the burglar? No.
我完全没有因着贼或许会进到我的家里有一个准备。
And secondly, they came and inspect my house.
第二点，他来到我的家。
He said, "You are not prepared for the burglar." Huh?
他说
，What do you mean?
你的家的设备都完全没有准备，说贼什么时候都会回来的。
He said, "Look at your sliding door."
他说，你看你的门。
He said, "What's wrong?"
我说什么事？
No secure second lock.
他说没有安置第二个锁匙。
Then I asked him,
我再问他
What should I do to prepare?
他说我就问他我怎样有做一个防贼的准备呢
？You go to Bunning.
他说你去 Bunning.
At that time is BBC, the hardware shop, to buy a lock and slip in to the sliding door, the second lock.That is called the second security lock. Oh,
yeah.
I understand.
他说你就去 Manning 了，再买了一个第二个安全的锁头来装进去。
The world is telling me through insurance company, they are prepared, make it hard for the burglar to protrude into your house.
Yeah, 为这了，不要让贼进入到你的家。
So from that day onward,
所以我们要有防
备的工作。I am more prepared.
所以从那个时候起，
you know,
我就更加的
准备。Two way I prepare.
我怎样用两种方法来准备
？First, secure all the sliding door and all the sliding door and the door all double lock.
所以呢，将所有的门窗我都有放两个锁。
Secondly,
第二呢
？Even until today, when I leave my house, I say, Lord Jesus.The angel is guarding us. We are doing a ministry work.
在第二天，第二次，第二点，每次我离开家的时候，我就求主来保守这个家。我们离开这个家是要为着要服侍你。
The blood of Jesus cover over the whole compound, 962 meters square.
对，求主的宝血来保守这个家和四周围。
When people come in, they see angels moving around.
当有贼要来的时候，他们会看到天使在管理这个家，看守这个家。
Only the bad people can see the angels to come around my compound.
只有不好的人才能够看到有天使在我家的四周围看守。所以我非常
I go overseas for mission trip.
我出去宣教。
I do the same thing.
同样我这样祷告。
Praise the Lord.
感谢主。
God secure it till today.
神一直看守这个家到今天。
I move around doing ministry.
我在服侍主的当中去了，离开家，很时常离开家。
In the human mind,
弟兄姐妹，我们个人，我们人的头脑。
Whether you are young or middle age or old,
不管你的年纪多大。
We all want to progress, am I right?
我们都是一直要来进步的。
That's why you go to university.
你就是因为要进步，所以你们上大学去。
And then you want to make your history more meaningful.
你要将你人生的历史写得更有意义。
But one thing.History can end.
我们人的历史有一天会结束，过了一些某一个年代就停止了。
But the age of salvation will never end.
但是我们救恩的生命是绝对不会结束的。
Then you ask me, possibly, when will the age of salvation end?
你或许问我们救恩的年纪会多少
？I myself tell you that before you come and ask me after the service.
我就现在告诉你。
The age of salvation end only when he second return.
救恩的时代就是等到主耶稣第二次再来的时候，那个时候才结束。
This is the only history will only end when Jesus come back again.
唯有这个历史上的事件。在那个时候，主耶稣再来的时候就结束。
The first coming has come and gone.
主耶稣第一次降临也回去了。
He didn't stop there.
他不是这样子就停止。
He now opened a way of salvation for those who have not yet come to the Lord.
主耶稣却为我们开了一条救恩的道路，为了要拯救。所有还没有接受救恩的人，有机会得救恩。
That way is still open for you.
我们感谢主，这一条救恩的道路还在等待许多的人。
And we only close when God said, "My son Jesus, down you go to the earth now."
一直等到神吩咐他的爱子主耶稣在来临的那一刻，救恩的门就关了。
Don't assume the forbearance, the long-suffering, the patience of God in the age of salvation.
在这个得到救恩的时代，我们千万不要忽略神的忍耐，乃是要我们得救。
We come to point C. Welcome His second coming.
我们要迎接主的再临。
Peter said, "Dear my friend, since you already know this, be on guard so that you may not be carried away by the errors of lawless men and fall from the secured position."
所以呢，彼得就劝我们呢，当我们在等候，一直到最后的时候，我们人就不要给恶人来欺骗诱惑我们，我们人就要自己坚固的。的地步上来堕落。
Peter emphasized one two word that jump up into my spirit is secure position.
在这两节的圣经里面呢，他叫我们要坚固自己。
A lot of Christians say to me, "Pastor, I will never fall."
有些弟兄姐妹跟我说，牧师，我绝对不会跌倒的。
I look, are you
sure? 我看着他。真的吗？
Where are you securing your spiritual position?
你这个属灵的位置，你是怎样坚固？
Are you secure your position in your finance?
你是不是因着你的钱财，你能够坚固不跌倒呢？
Are you secure in the position over you are the CEO of the company?
或许是你，因为你是在公司的总裁，你觉得你是坚固不能够跌倒的吗？
My counsel is this only.
我只有这样子来劝勉。
As long as you are secured in your position, you have the ability to fall.
只要你在哪一个地方，你认为你已经坚固了，那个地方就会 你会从那个地方堕落。
What's this?
这是什么呢
？My car key.
我的锁匙。
Very secure in my hand.
在我的手里是非常的安全。
Can fall?
可以。
Not very secure.
啊，在我的手上是不会掉下来的。
When can it fall?
什么时候会掉下来呢
？As long as not you are in the hand of the Lord, you will fall.
哎，只要你不是在神的手中。你必定会跌倒的。
Secure position in the Lord will never fall.
啊，你在主耶稣里面
，Believe me，
你有坚固站立在他的里面。
Secure in your knowledge，
你不能够跌倒。
Will not promote you to be a CEO.
哎，假如你在你的知识上你觉得已经够了，你是不会升得更高。
That's why in the corporation，
所以在大公司里面
，The CEO say。Refresh your knowledge.
啊，总裁呢？他叫你再去升学。
For 3 months refreshing course.
啊，我再给送你去更深的啊，再读。
And、that's good.
再造就。
I congratulate you.
这是很好，你有机会。
But if you have the security of the Lord, He will help you in this 3 months course.
啊，你假如呢能够兼顾自己在主的里面，在这一个三个月，
Peter,
在重修的时候，你就能够更加的坚固。
Don't be sucked by the lawless man that will fall from secure position.
所以呢，在这里彼得说，我们不要被恶人的诱惑，从坚固的地方掉下来。
That should be the how we live to prepare for His coming.
这就是教导我们怎样来装备、准备我们自己。
And also don't say,
"Oh, 等候主耶稣的再来。
I accept the Lord. I secure a heaven place, a home, a mansion. Jesus says, "I go to prepare a house for you."
啊，你不要说哦，我已经接受救恩了。我在等候有一天，我就会到主的那一边去。
Peter say,
彼得说
"Grow in the knowledge of God." And challenge you to grow.
他说要在主的恩典和知识上要长进。
Why?
为什么呢
？Why you have to grow?
为什么我们还要求长进呢
？Somebody said to me, Pastor, I will not grow again. I'm already tall enough.
Yeah, 我不会再升高了，因为我已经够高了。
But when I look at you,
但是当我看你的时候
，You're so childish.
啊，你的行为是好像小孩子。
The spiritual is not growing.
啊，你的属灵的生命还没有渐渐增长啊。
The way you talk is so childish.
啊，你讲的话都是好像小孩子一样。
The way you interact with brother and sister is so childish.
啊，当你跟弟兄姐妹所讲的时候，讲话的时候，你的行动好像小孩子一样啊。
Peter challenge you to grow.
所以呢，彼得他。跟我向我们挑战，叫我们要长进。
He said, "Know the Lord through the Bible."
我们借着圣经更深的认识神。
But one thing I caution you.
啊，有一件事我要你小心的。
If you read the Bible,
假如你读圣经
without conviction,
没有受感动
，and you don't act on a believing faith of what the Word of God say,
你没有用相信的心行出神的道。
You are just reading a storybook.
你就好像在读一本的故事书。
I got a friend who passed away last week in Malaysia.
我有一个朋友在上周的时候
，I led him to tutorial.
我是在补习班来遇
见他。So he tutored English, I tutored math and science.
所以他是补习英文。
And we both became the king of tutor in the island.
我是补习数学和科学。我们两个人在槟城的时候成为
Only different is he's a staunch Buddhist, I'm a staunch believer in the Lord.
我们两个不同的地方就是这一个朋友呢他是拜佛的我是深深相信基督的人。
Every time we have a break, I talk about Jesus to him.
每一次呢我们有休息的时候我就将耶稣介绍给他。
Hey, Philip, do you know now my school certificate?There's a subject called Religious Knowledge Bible.
Yeah, 他就跟我说，你知道吗？在考这个宗教的时候，有一个科目就是讲到圣经。
I got distinction.
啊，在这一科里面呢，我拿到了优点，特优。
I say, my friend Benny.
我说朋友
Your distinction to me is nothing.
啊，你得到优优点对我是没有意义的。
He just give me a polite smile because we are good friends.
Yeah, 我们因为是好朋友，他就笑笑。
So last week, my brother in Singapore called up. He says Benny Koo passed away.
所以上个星期，我哥哥告诉我，这一个补习老师离开世界了。
He lost his salvation.
他失去了他的救恩。
But doesn't mean that I lost battle for him.
但是不是等于说？我已经打败仗了。
Because he was so bounded by the wrong doctrine, wrong belief.
因为他受到不同的信仰、不同的道理被捆绑。
Why did Peter say, "Grow in the knowledge of the Lord and in the word"?
为什么呢？彼得要说要在主的恩典和知识上长进。
That's how we always grow from inside out.
我们的成长都是先从里面然后到外面
Physically, spiritual.
在属灵的方面在身体的方面都是一样
We need to grow to have nourishment and exercise to grow from inside out.
我们需要食物的营养和运动使我们的身体从里面渐渐的增长
We also grow in a very lovely Christian family environment.
我们也能够在有爱的基督教基督徒的家庭里面来成长。
And we need to grow balance.
我们都要有很平衡的成长。
I think God is a really wise God.
我知道我们的神是非常有智慧的神。
Raise your arm.
请你举起你的手。
And how many legs you got?Okay, this arm can grow.
我们
的 Can you imagine your leg still growing, but your arm never grow?
你有注意到吗？你的脚一直在成长，但是你的手没有。
You will look very funny.
假如是这样子呢？你的手成长，你的脚没有加长，你就是怪怪的。
We must grow in balance.
所以我们要很平衡的来成长。
Grow in the grace of the knowledge of the word of God, Peter said.
彼得说我们要在主的恩典和知识上来长进。
So I've expounded the way what we should do.
所以我已经解释了我们要怎样。
Have a godly life.
我们要有敬虔的生活。
Have a holy life.
有一个圣洁的生命。
Have a blameless life.
我们有没有指责的生活。
Fall on these three categories.
我们所做的一件事都归纳在这一三点里
面。Then you can grow from inside out.
那我们就能够从里面的到外面来增长。
There are a lot of things that we sometimes do wrong.
有很多事有时候我们做错了。
Repent.
我们需要悔改
Brother and sister,
所以弟兄姐妹
Be diligent to live a godly life
所以我们要努力我们要殷勤过一个敬虔的生活
Be diligent to win the lost through the five things that they see in you
我们要借助我们生命刚才所讲的那五种的表现我们能够赢得灵魂
So be diligent to God of good and evil
所以我们也要很殷勤的来分辨什么是对，什么是罪，什么是善。我们一起来上最后的一首诗。
好，弟兄姐妹，我们一起站立起来，我们唱最后的一首诗歌。